You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of
Doc Shonen Revisited. I'm Jared.
I can't believe that worked.
I'm just going to go with it.
And I'm Matt.
I can't believe that.
I'm Salt Bae.
Wait, everyone hates you since the Soccer Man games?
Soccer Man games.
Isn't that what they're called?
Yeah. I mean, that's universally what they're known as. No, everyone accepts that it's called soccer, actually.
No, he did that at the Super Bowl, I thought. It was like some kind of football championship.
I did keep hearing something about football, so maybe we're wrong. Maybe it was the Super Bowl. But we're back to talk about more anime this week. Kyle's favorite thing. Oh, sorry. I mean, I can't believe that works favorite thing.
I blacked all of what we just watched out. I'm not even lying. I don't remember.
Well, then this, other than you're child not going to be very helpful. Well, that's a good thing to remember, child abuse, and know that it's wrong.
Did it happen? No, it was just the one, right?
Yeah, just the one had child abuse. Yeah, but we're actually talking about three particular tournament arcs, because tournament arcs are humongous in anime. Just about every single shonen has one.
Pokemon has them.
Pokemon does, and Pokemon is a shonen.
Ash versus Brock is the best tournament fight ever.
That's not a tournament. The Elite Four would be more of a tournament.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even really a tournament either. That's a gauntlet.
It is, but I mean, I feel like every single season of Pokemon had at least one tournament.
You know, he finally won.
Yeah, it took a very long time. It took 30 years. Yeah. 30 years of being an 11-year-old kid for him to finally win.
Now he can finally grow up.
That's what it was. He made a wish to stay 11 forever until he won, and then he won. Now he's going to start aging.
I was going
to
say, yeah, he that's why he's off the show next season.
Yeah, the ho-ho theory. Ho-oh.
I thought you were just talking about hoes.
Yeah, them ho-hos.
No, there's a legend.
He's retiring now.
Yeah. It's true. First episode, you see that Gen 2 legendary.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole lore around it. I guess we're going to talk about this for a second.
I haven't watched Pokemon since I was 12 years old.
Do you know this conspiracy?
37 years ago.
Well, not conspiracy. I guess it's just a theory.
It's a fan theory.
Oh, that all the adults are dead?
No, that's the Poke War theory where Ash's dad died.
Yeah, all of them for the most part.
Except for the women's and Professor Oak.
He did that on purpose. Professor Oak was sending them into the
Professor
death.
Oak said, harem anime.
He was trying. He was like, I'm going to be a main character so hard. I'm going to stay in this little tiny town.
Is it how ghost Pokemon are just the ghosts of children?
A lot of them. That is another theory. But also, there's also the theory that some ghost Pokemon are the ghosts of dead Pokemon. Which is why some of them look like, other Pokemon.
What, Gengar looks like Clefairy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but also the fact that you murdered Gary's Raticate.
Here's why that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. How can something that's like, I'm a ghost of a child, evolve into something that goes, I'm the ghost of Clefairy?
Because Pokemon doesn't need to make sense.
Yep.
It does.
But the theory
and
that
there's a difference between spirits and ghost type Pokemon also. That's something that's been touched on in Pokemon. They're different.
Yeah, Ghastly is not a ghost. Like, it wouldn't be like a spirit of a child. It's just a spirit.
It's like spiritual energy.
Yeah.
So he's an orb. Most bullshit kind of ghost ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Except I love Ghastly.
Haunter's better than
everywhere. Haunter's my favorite Pokemon.
Haunter's the best.
Gengar's the best.
No, he's not.
Gengar will lick the shit out of you.
I like
Haunter licks the shit out of you.
And he's got Rayman hands. Come on now. He could give you a wedgie fingers. And you'd never see it coming.
Nah, I'm pro team Gengar.
But to tell you the theory. That's so fair. You know how at the beginning when Pikachu's like dying because he got wait, his wait, shit wait, wrecked
pause
so
that real
bad.
Quick before we'll get back to that. Actually, I'm pro Vaporeon.
different reasons.
We're not gonna get into
I was
that.
Before that, but now it's just an added benefit to having one.
He's like, that's why I have a team full of Vaporeons. He's like, I'm the harem anime.
That was the only Pokemon I evolved for a while in Pokemon Go. I had a bunch of them.
You could feel it. That's what it was.
I knew it was going to be that way. Yeah. Like dolphins.
But you remember how Ash saw that bird flying after Pikachu almost died? Just say yes.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Well, that bird was a legendary Pokemon from the second generation called Ho-Oh. And in the Pokédex, it explains that people who see Ho-Oh can make a wish and that it can grant the heart's truest desire or whatever like that. So the theory is that at that moment, Ash wished to stay young forever until he became a champion.
Okay, but like, did he wish that his friends stayed that way too? Because none of them age.
No, well, they started disappearing. He started having different people travel with him.
You're saying Brock and Misty leave?
I think they were just like, this kid's still 11.
Yo, look at how he's like 12 and we're like married and have family and shit. We should stop hanging out with him.
We're like, let's stop hanging out with this child and walking around the whole earth with this child.
It's not the whole earth.
Sorry.
It's like Pokemon Land, whatever that's called.
Five or six continents.
Johto, Kanto, what's the island called that was like Sun and Moon?
Alolan.
Aloha.
Yeah, and then the one that's based off of England.
Mm. Pokemon, isn't it?
There's British Pokemon?
Pokemon England.
It's where a Sword and Shield takes place.
Yeah. And now they're in Motorcycle
Land. Isn't it
land.
Funny that there's like a sheep Pokemon and stuff like shit you would see like in English countryside?
Yeah. Well, so the Alolan, there's like, you know, freaking Exeggutor is now a palm tree.
Yeah, so good.
Yet fucking Vulpix is ice.
Yep.
Because, why not? And there's an ice cream cone Pokemon.
The Alolans also have some Sandra's that like their dual sometimes. Type removes their type weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Is really cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. But yeah, we're not talking about Pokemon anymore, but you know, there's a little bonus. We're talking about three different tournament arcs, from three generations of anime. We started it off with the basically golden age of anime. We went all the way back to Yu Yu Hakusho.
Explain what the golden age is.
That was some of the original and most beloved animes, that came over to America.
The stuff that became like the Toonami era.
Yes, the early Toonami era.
I don't know what Toonami is.
Toonami was on Cartoon Network late
sure
at night.
Steve Blum voiced it, narrated the little intermissions.
Oh, okay. Well, there
Steve
we go.
I don't know how Tom. I missed it because I just watched you know that? Space Goes Coast to Coast.
Yeah, Spike Spiegel was Tom, the little robot that hosted Toonami.
Oh, dang. Did
and
not
Space
know that.
Space Goes Coast to Coast came on late.
Oh, Space Goes Coast
to
Coast
was
fucking
that was
amazing.
Adult Swim. Adult Swim was on the days that Toonami wasn't on.
Yeah. I didn't stay up those
well,
days.
Well, Adult Swim did absorb a lot of the violent. And we got like the uncut.
Yeah.
Fighting animes.
Yeah.
And like Yu Yu Hakusho had more episodes on Adult Swim.
Oh, yeah. Because on the original Toonami, they were just like, we're going to make it to this tournament and only show certain ones.
That's why Cartoon Network was better than all the other ones. Imagine if Disney Channel had like Disney Channel After Dark and it was just like really adult Disney shows.
They kind of, I mean, they're kind of doing that
Nick
now.
Nick at Night doesn't count. With,
you don't think the Andy Griffith show
no.
was hard?
No.
You just.
No, that shouldn't have been.
That randomly pops into my head just at least once a week since I was a child. It never stops.
Nah, see, it's the George Lopez show song that pops into mind.
Just Lowrider?
Because I just remember being like asleep on a couch and being like, what the fuck?
And they're just jumping on fucking trampolines.
Yeah. And then I watched it. Like, it would wake me up. I'm like, yes, I guess I'm watching this.
It was
now.
Honestly, when I was growing up, there was three things that woke me up. It was either the George Lopez show theme, the Gargoyles theme,
or that infomercial for like oldies.
Not oldies, the love song ones.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. I was going to say whatever DVD you put in to go to sleep to, the menu was 1,000 decibels louder and the repeating whatever audio would wake you up because it was jarring.
There was laws made about that.
Really?
Yeah. So that like volume differences and things couldn't just constantly change.
It's the reason why on streaming platforms, the commercials are still louder because it the wording of the law specifically stated
for TV
cable. They're like cable commercials shall not exceed a certain volume.
Yeah.
Depending on like it was specifically stated that it was for cable TV.
You know,
so streaming can get around that.
I got screwed in a contract for that thing I filmed. Like that too. They offered us additional lump sum of money once they sold it to a TV network, and they sold it to an internet network.
To an internet thing. Yeah.
Bitches.
Fucking contracts. Yo. Yeah. Contracts are so difficult.
And then they're like, I didn't screw you. You signed a perfectly worded contract. Like, yeah, all right, bud.
Yeah.
I mean, you did sign a perfectly worded contract.
For them, it was perfectly worded. That's what it was. They're like, you signed an amazing contract for us.
Learn how to read, fool.
Yeah, so that was
interpret.
So once again, we started with the golden age, whereas, you know, that first wave really mm-hmm. of things that came over with like your Gundams, Gundams. And everything. So Yu Yu Hakusho came over in that first wave that made American kids really kind of start falling in love with anime. And we watched specifically the Dark Tournament arc, because the Dark Tournament arc is probably one of the best, if not the best tournament arc of any anime that's ever been out.
Fight demons
in Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
That's boring.
It's well, I mean, they also say like spirits. They say like spirits and demons. That's the main thing.
Yeah, they're in the spirit world.
Is it always like four punches, but in between each punch, there's like five hours of dialogue
until exposition the end?
And fighting.
Yeah,
they're always separated, and anytime that there's fighting, there will be exposition, as I explained to you, for the sake of money.
So
animation budget, dude. When you have to crank out fucking like 64 episodes every 3 months,
yeah,
just don't write it. But
that's why DBZ did the same thing. You'd have like episodes where there was like so many like fights and jump cuts.
You're
and
talking
flashy
about
moves.
You're talking about the episodes that are just
and then it's like, oh, next I don't
time
know if my dad
Dragon
can do
Ball
this.
Z.
Do you remember that time he did this thing?
Quick, and then it cuts.
Quick jump cut to somewhere else on the planet and someone being like, I remember when we trained.
Yeah. And then the next episode would just be Bulma like flying around on a ship looking for the Dragon Balls. We need to find them before something happens to Goku. And then it would cut back. It's like, yeah, if you were wondering what Goku was doing.
You pitch these like they're unenjoyable. You're like, no, everything is rushed. So, you know, you just get these episodes where nothing is happening.
It's very enjoyable when you're invested. I mean, if you just watch that episode randomly, like we just did, I'm sure it's easy to not be invested. I'd seen two of these episodes before. Yeah. And even, I don't know, even the one we'll talk about at the end was kind of cool, though.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point of anime is anime encapsulates the experience of its characters better than most art forms due to the fact of something that you hate, which is the internal dialogue that it always uses.
Anime also, I feel at least.
That's not why I hate that there's just like people just, there's just, it's just a still image.
Money!
Well, it's a still, this is what I'm trying to say. Anime encapsulates the comic book format better than any other animated medium.
Agreed. Yeah.
Like it's so extra. Like, but even American comic books are extra as fuck when you're watching people kick through walls and shit.
Yeah.
And you don't get that as much in which, you know, you get your Batman's, the animated series, mm-hmm. and like cool superhero stuff in DC. And
it
you
has
get
a different feel though. Than
it's not
does.
As extra. Yeah. It's almost more like
they always try to ground it and make it like realistic or gritty or something. They try to take
and
away from the extravagance.
We use magic, right? In America, superheroes and shit, but it's not literally, it's just like, oh, it's just a fucking special power.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Like Avatar is probably the best when it comes to American animation.
Yeah. Well, and even that too.
And still, it doesn't do what anime does. Not that it doesn't come close to
CGI.
Anime. It just doesn't do, no, it's not just CGI, not that Avatar. Last Airbender. I know what you did.
And I know what you meant.
But yeah, so, I mean, you're looking at The Last Airbender. I mean, even though it is as good as a lot of animes that are out there, it doesn't capture what animes capture.
Yeah.
Which is the spirit of the manga and that storytelling.
Yes, 100%. It never once gave me comic book vibes. Yeah. It's a great show. It's one of the best shows.
Yeah.
But it's not, when you watch manga, you get, I mean, when you watch anime, you get
it
the
feels
manga
like you're
feel.
Watching manga.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I disagree. I think there are some American cartoons that can totally make you fall in love with the characters and they're super extra. Like Ren and Stimpy.
No, shut up, Kyle.
So extra.
You're literally
Cinnamon
just,
Toast Man is the greatest character of all
you're
time.
You're literally just Cinnamon Toast, being facetious.
Cinnamon Toast Man is great.
But it's powdered
toast.
It's
powdered
toast.
Powdered toast. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Now that
I like cinnamon
it.
Toast better. I don't think powdered sugar just goes on toast.
I forgive you.
It's log.
Well, what was your complaint about me picking Ren and Snippy?
No, that you're just doing it to...
It okay, tell me I'm wrong. You're that you don't pedantic. Love the characters and or... It's super, super extra. It's so extra.
Oh, it's so extra.
It was borderline
Ren
inappropriate.
And Stimpy, yeah. Ren and Stimpy invented the gross zoom-in that, like, SpongeBob is famous for now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, other shows do it, too. But, like, you know, it'll always be, like, a jump cut and a scream, and then it'll be, like, way, way too gross of a hyper-realistic.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But, no, I mean, it's... I mean, another thing that anime did, and, I mean, maybe not quite as much with, like, Yu Yu Hakusho, because that was still very early in... like animation, honestly, like comparatively to what we have now. I mean, if you look at the first show we watched compared to the third show that we watched, something that the third show encapsulates is the energy of a fight. Mm-hmm. It's like that feeling of, you know, back and forth and the ebb and flow of how the fight is going.
And I wonder if that's just like the enhancement in the technology.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a big part of it. Like, due to the fact that they can play around with 3D, because we, like I said, we watched something from the Golden Age, we watched something from the original Big Three, and then something from the new Big Three.
Well, yeah, and in Golden
How
Age, the CG
is
limited.
The middle of the original. The first one's the original. That's how original works.
No, because the Golden Age didn't have a Big Three. It was just everything that was coming was new and great, and everybody ate it up. So there wasn't something where people, like, latched on and said, these are the three best shows.
Yeah.
And it became, like, universally accepted, like, these are the three shows.
Okay, well, I mean, I would argue the first three, at least two of the first three big anime to hit general TV was, like, Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z.
I'd say, yeah, Dragon Ball Z,
because
Sailor
Gundam
Moon,
was already out, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't as popular as either of those two shows were.
I would say if you wanted to go OG Big Three, like, before Big Three existed, OG, it would be Sailor Moon, DBZ, and probably Pokemon.
Well, Gundam is before any of them.
Yeah, Gundam. I really? Mean, yeah. I'd say Wing is where a lot of people fell in love with Gundam.
I mean, Wing was my first Gundam. Wing
this
Zero.
My first Gundam,
Gundam Wing Zero.
Yeah.
Or
Gundam,
I agree with the
it was
Pokemon
just Gundam
thing.
Wing, I think, at first.
It was just called
yeah.
Gundam Wing. Yeah.
I think the Pokemon thing works because kids who didn't like anime still watched Pokemon.
True.
It is 100% true.
People who didn't like anime watched Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Like,
I never did.
Well, I didn't even know what anime was, and I thought Sailor Moon was the shit, especially because Tuxedo Mask had it the best. He just got to show up after everybody's done transforming
throw
and be like,
rose.
You girls got this.
To be fair, I didn't actually
just throw a rose. That's all he did. He'd be like,
he was like the original Bachelor. He's like, will you accept this rose?
I didn't even know what
and
Dragon Ball
went,
Z
hey,
was as a kid.
You want to come back here? You want to talk for a little bit? He's like, I got things to do. Go handle your shit.
He's just a stalker who wants to make an entrance.
You guys missed that. I wasn't even meant to be offensive. I honestly didn't even know what Dragon Ball Z was as a kid.
Nobody really knew what Dragon Ball Z... Like, when it first came over, people didn't understand what it was.
I quit my extracurricular activities so I could keep watching Dragon Ball Z.
I was an adult when I found out what it was.
Well, I think it's because you didn't watch a lot of TV when you were growing up. I think that's a main reason for it.
I found a TV on the train tracks and split the cable in my bedroom to put up two TVs. One was black and white, so I could watch Fox and WB Saturday morning cartoons at the same time.
That's the kind of nerd that Matt is. That's 100% the kind of nerd you are.
My mom was mad when I brought that train track TV
She's
home.
Like, how dare you bring a train track TV into this house? But so I do want to get like, cause Kyle, like the one of the main reasons why I wanted Kyle to like start watching more anime stuff is because of the fact that he does have an art background and he hates it so much. And it's forcing him to watch something that he normally wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly, I hope that at some point he will look at it and at least appreciate what goes into it.
You're hoping that will plant a sensu bean in his heart.
Yes.
I've watched anime on my own. I still don't like it.
Yeah, but that's a different anime.
Not that one. I watched like Desert Punk and stuff, and then I got bored halfway through.
Well, how much do you pay attention to the story? Or how much are you just watching it for just for something to entertain
you? Like, have you ever watched Vampire Hunter D? Like, that show is sick. It's a movie.
I did. And there's a girl who gets naked in a shower in that one. And then a tentacle monster comes. Or I'm mixing that up with something else I saw as a kid. Dead.
Talking about...
No. I was a child when I saw this. It was definitely on HBO. I wish
that would have kept going.
What, High School of the Dead? Mm-hmm. A lot of people do.
It was just that one season, right?
I think so, yeah. See, I watched all of that. See, it just needs to be more monster stuff. I also watched...
There's a lot of monster stuff.
Bro, you should watch... What's Home Sweet Home?
I haven't actually watched that one.
What's the one where the princess is like all
Korean show?
Corpse Bride.
No.
Not Corpse Bride. Corpse Princess.
Yeah, I watched that.
I didn't watch that.
I only watched horror stuff, and then Amanda stopped wanting to watch anime with me because I was only picking horror stuff.
Watch
horror anime is good, bro.
Watch like Blood. Blood's a dope one.
Blood. Which boring one? Blood Last Vampire?
Blood or Blood Z.
Or Blood Plus.
Blood Plus. Yeah, I mean, there's so many. It's the same story over and over again. Yeah.
They just make these animes. They name it this thing, and they're like, we want to make another one, which
a lot of the times on the end. They just update. Yeah. They just update the art style and technology.
Yeah, like when Yu-Gi-Oh. Excuse me. When the main story for Yu-Gi-Oh was over, and then all the tertiary stories were over, they were like, now it's years later. It's an island for people who want to fight monsters, and we're still going to call it Yu-Gi-Oh. We're going to put GX on the end.
Yeah. It's pretty much what they did.
Pokemon was better than
you. You have to understand, like, a lot of this is they're just trying to pay these fucking people.
I tried to watch Yu-Gi-Oh.
Trying to make as much money as possible.
Yeah, I tried to watch Yu-Gi-Oh. Pokemon is better. No, this is criminal abuse of their employees is what leads to this.
The original Yu-Gi-Oh is way better than Pokemon.
No, it's not.
What we got in America,
Dragon Ball Z was boring too.
What we got in America is nowhere near what the original Yu-Gi-Oh was.
And the Shadow Realm is just death.
Death. That's literally what it was. He was killing people.
He killed his grandfather, and they were like, his soul was banished to the Shadow Realm. No, he literally sent him to hell.
Also, one of my favorite things is how they replaced everybody smoking cigarettes with lollipops. Yeah. And they replaced guns with fingers. Just people doing this.
They're like, don't move! And then they get real scared.
At one point, Kaiba's standing on a window, and he's like, you can try to stop me, but you never will. And there's just three guys standing and doing this.
Pointing at him.
I tried to watch Death Note and I got bored.
Yo, why? You don't want to watch someone eat chips to a fucking epic soundtrack?
Death Note is
by far one of
the best stories.
I read the Death
Note
manga.
How'd you not like Fooly Cooly? Fooly Cooly's right up your alley.
Amazing. I got bored.
So there's 12.
It's an attention span thing.
There's 12 issues for Death Note. I read up to 10 and then my house burned down, so I don't know how it finishes.
Oh, God.
Somebody send Matt.
I could go online and read it.
Send him the 11th book to them.
Yeah. You want to email me the 11th and 12th books?
Yeah, send it to remnas@gmail.com. It'll be fine. I'll get to read it also. Just send the whole catalog. It'll be fine. So what did you think of the old school animation? Because I feel like that's what you think of when you think of it.
Oh,
I did not have any fun in that movie. Show, whatever.
Is it like when I watch really old movies and I'm like, I can't get into this because it looks like ass?
Yes, sort of.
So that's what was really pulling you out of it. So to be specific, we watched the Dragon of the Darkness Flame.
That's just a very good episode of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, so that
I didn't think so.
That is where Hiei uses his ultimate attack.
All right, so I have the attention span of your average American.
You have the attention span of an average goldfish.
Okay, whatever. Either way.
You can barely drive a car.
There's so much time in between fun things happening that I just got bored in the middle of it. It was like he did a super cool magic attack, and then nothing. And then I was like, I'm done.
His super cool magic attack turned a guy into an
not
ash
that guy
outline. There, oh, you're talking
it
about
happened,
the guy?
There was a few before that.
You're talking about the color commentary part?
No, I liked her. That was funny.
The cat girl?
Yeah, I want that in real fighting. I want the color commentator. I want Joe Rogan to get into the octagon and just be like face deep into them. Like,
and be a cat girl.
Yeah, now he's punching him in the face. Yeah, if he wears cat ears, it wouldn't make it not better.
It is true. It is true. But I do, and also Kyle does believe that everyone should announce their special attacks before they do them.
Yes.
In real fighting.
Hammer fist. Like, just yell hammer fist every time.
Like, triangle hold.
Just be like, I'm going to run off this wall, and then I'm going to jump, and I'm going to kick you in the face. But like, why'd you
And just give exposition. Be like, all right, his arm is loosening up. Illegal? I have to go for an arm bar.
Is it illegal in MMA to poke a guy in the eye?
Yes.
Okay.
It has happened.
What I think they should do is just be like, he's open right now. I can poke him in the eye.
Okay, I don't want to get too graphic, but I know you guys enjoy some MMAs.
Yeah.
I just saw a clip from a fight where a guy straight up got a guy on top of a guy. He wasn't ground and pounding him, but he just cleared his nose and blood showered him. The guy had his nose broken earlier in the fight, and you can see in the replay that it was on purpose.
Yeah, that
should be illegal.
It should be. I don't know if there is a rule against it.
They did not stop the fight. They didn't call it.
They were
probably
anything. Just like, ew, what a dick.
Yeah, gross.
Oh, man, I can't remember
the
his
guy,
name.
The guy who it happened to gets out from under him and ends up winning. I said, yeah, he probably enraged him.
Yeah, he probably blacked out. He was just like, what?
That's a tournament jutsu he's not allowed to.
Oh, no, I remember who it is. Michael Bisping has one eye now because he got poked in the eye during a fight.
Oh, shit.
I forget who was it. I want to say it was Silva, but I don't think it was.
I don't think it was Silva.
But somebody was just doing this. He got poked in the eye by accident.
You poked me in the eye. Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Talking about jutsus, though.
Yes, perfect segue. To go into the original Big Three, we watched Rock Lee versus Gaara, Chunin Exams, the beginning of that fight. And the reason why I chose this one, I technically wanted to show this the episode that was after it, but, you know. The beginning of the fight is dope.
Cut that first part. Jared made no mistakes. He did this for artistic purposes, and if you don't get it, you're wrong, and you should reanalyze this episode.
Yes. That episode did encapsulate the changes from what happened in the Dark tournament arc, which was very short fights for like your background, not main character fights, because that's something that I think. A lot of the Dark Tournament really didn't encapsulate was if Yusuke wasn't the one fighting, the fights lasted for half an episode.
Yep.
And then when Yusuke was fighting,
it
was like an episode and a half. Or like when he was fighting, what is it, Totoro, I think, is like the last guy that he fights.
He fought Totoro?
I don't remember his name. Now I'm going to say it was my friend Totoro. Yeah.
And after that, he fucking uppercutted Ponyo too.
The entire time, just bitch slapping.
The little
no
girl
face.
From Spirit Away killed him.
Yeah, he punched a man so hard his spirit went away.
All while color commentated by Kiki in her delivery service.
Kiki, do you love? No, we're gonna get sued by Drake.
Yeah, now we will. Now we will. Thanks, Kyle. But no, like so that's really the old school way of doing it, which was if you're not a main character, you don't really get a lot of like. Crazy fights. You will be able to do something cool in your fight. It'll be highlighted showing that you learned something new, like Dragon of the Darkness
Flame.
Wait,
he's not a main character?
Hiei is one of the supporting cast.
Yeah, he's a secondary character.
He's a bad guy turned friend.
Well, both those two were bad when they met him.
Yeah,
Kurabara
just was his rival the entire time. Because even as they were friends, he was just kind of like, I can't get your meshy past me.
He's like, somebody needs a wedgie, you're a meshy.
Exactly. It's basically what it was. And then Naruto flipped that, especially with the Chunin exam, where they were just like, hey, secondary characters, their fights can be just as badass.
Yeah.
And you know,
I thought you were going to say longer. It's just like Naruto just walks and is like, and boom, it's over. And then everybody else just fights forever.
Like, correct me if I'm exaggerating.
Naruto
kind of
sucks in the original Naruto.
He kind of does. So correct me if I'm exaggerating, but like Rock Lee kind of is like not, there's really nothing special about him up until that point.
There's not supposed
like,
to be,
when you
yeah.
see him in this fight, you know, it's kind of like a trope to see the weights, the ankle weights. Once he starts taking them off, you get it if you watch anime.
Yeah. If you've seen Dragon Ball Z, you know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
The moment that he pulled those leg warmers off, you were just like, oh, man, I know what's going to happen right now.
That or he has a C4 under there. Those are the two options.
I thought it was bombs. I'm not going to lie.
He's like, you know what beats sand? Bombs.
It does. It turns into glass.
Yeah, Kyle's like, he's going to turn this man into a glass sculpture with some high explosives.
That would have been better. If he had, like, fire powers. Just
Kyle's like,
he's like, time.
If you tell me that that kid gets hit with a fire blast, turns to glass, I will watch
it. He's like,
no, it doesn't.
Plastique jutsu.
I might not have ninjutsu, but I do have C4.
He pulls out a little detonator like.
They do have advanced technology.
Yeah.
Because they have the little freaking throat like walkie-talkie things in later things.
They're like little jawbone mics
for a longer time than we think they did.
I don't know. It's like
those are real.
Yeah, I've used one. The ones where it vibrates through your like, what's it called, cochlear bone through your head.
Yeah,
they're cool. They don't obviously it doesn't sound the same, but it's weird that it can you can hear.
Yeah, it's echoey kind of thing.
It's like cyberpunky.
Yeah,
you're like you're in my brain.
Well, it's like I tried on sunglasses that played music.
Oh, that's cool.
And you're just like it's in my head right now, and nothing's in. I can hear the outside world, and I can hear the music.
Yeah, that's dope.
It's very weird, but I wanted them. I was like, I need these.
I think I'm broken because that doesn't seem that exciting to me when I tried that. Really? I just heard
it's
the music.
Such a cool thing.
I think my brain is incapable of doing the two things at the same time. And she's like, no, you just hear music now.
Oh, you just didn't hear me.
Yeah, it wasn't like some magical cool, thing to right? me. You're describing them like, what? That's what I was supposed to feel?
I mean, I guess. Maybe that's why he doesn't like anime either. He's just like, yeah, it's just... It's he's like, just drawn
he's like,
pictures.
Yo, this is just a flip book over here.
It's a flip book.
He sees everything. He's actually seeing the fucking the frames changing. He's like, this fucking flip book with bad voiceover. What the fuck?
It's a flip book and everybody's yelling.
He's like, all I know is they make up a name for some flashy powers and then they scream at me for 14 minutes.
While the screen just flashes to different still pictures.
Yeah, to be fair, a lot of animation to probably. Animation probably have an epilepsy warning.
It should, if you think of it. Well, I mean, there was a couple scenes where I was just like, that's a lot. Like during the Yu Yu Hakusho one, when Hiei got fucking burned and it was flashing red and white, I was like, that should have come with a seizure warning.
How early did we know about that?
About seizures?
Like,
probably forever.
Epilepsy and that.
Lights.
I don't really think they thought about that animation can set it off. They were just like, yeah, it's just a bunch of fucking drawn pictures.
It's a light sensitivity problem.
I know Pokemon got
accused of causing
seizures.
Well, they had to remove a whole ass episode. Like, yeah. Nobody in America has seen the one episode that had
There's
a
an episode of Pokemon cursed.
Porygon was in it.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of flashing lights.
They gave a lot of kids
It was like Japanese
seizures.
Kids got seizures from it.
So they didn't even release it in America.
I want to find this.
I mean, you can watch it online. Just like the, not at all related, but just like the Dexter's Lab episode where they swear a lot from a convention.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They make a machine that makes them, like, bad.
I'm gonna have to look that one up.
Porygon was always one of those weird Pokemon where I was like, I think I like this, even though it just looks like a duck tank.
It was.
It's supposed to be meta because it's just like it's accepting that it's a video game.
It comes from the cyber world. Yeah.
It's a duck tank.
Well, I mean, Pokemon is super futuristic. The fact that they can just convert
Pokedex
creatures into energy and store them in computers for infinity.
And then they take them to the doctor, and all the doctor does is recharge the ball. That's all that seems to be what's happening.
Why can't you put me in a Pokeball and recharge it and heal all my wounds?
Right?
My vertebrae,
I feel like it actually heals them with the power of music.
Do you
want to
be that
ding,
cramped?
Ding, 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 ding. No one knows what it looks like in there.
I always imagined it was like I Dream of Genie and they got a whole bunch of like couches and shit.
A lot of people like to think that. That it's actually just like a little tiny like... biome and
well,
it's like perfect
in reality it's probably more like
talking
how
about Pokemon well they showed the inside
it's
of the Pokeball
it's the only anime he likes that's why
reference.
It always comes back
they showed the inside of the Pokeball before like as like a visualization and they were kind of just like chilling but like that's like a metaphor
there's just couches and shit in there and there's a TV and they get to watch
that's because
they get
knew,
to watch Poke porn
that's because they knew that there's only two things people were thinking one that he was some kind of magic guy Dream of Genie lamp or two, that somehow they made a more abusive cage for pets than people already use.
Where it completely turned them into light energy, and they were just bouncing around in
you
there
You live
as
in this
light.
Crate. This crate is a ball that goes in my pocket and gets smaller, because Pokeballs shrink too.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing That's about true. That makes sense. But no, so back to Naruto. What did you think of the incorporation of 3D into that then? Since you hate how the 2D... is just standing there.
I didn't understand the purpose of the 3D in that one.
The 3D is to show energy.
I didn't understand the bowl cut. I don't understand why that kid talked
that
way.
That's just a choice.
That was because he looked like Bruce Lee with the hair.
I didn't understand why that one kid came over.
Was that the reference? Isn't Rock Lee and Guy are supposed to be like Bruce Lee?
I think it's supposed to be, but at the same point, I don't think Bruce Lee looked that nerdy.
No, but he had a bowl. Did he have like a nerdy haircut?
Yeah, and he was ripped.
Yeah, so is Rock Lee and Guy.
Take his shirt off.
Don't tell the child to take his shirt off.
Oh, my God. This is also why I hate anime.
Yeah, no, that's the biggest thing I hate about anime, but
we'll do one of these weeks.
We'll watch a fan service anime just to really make you feel uncomfortable. Since I keep making Kyle feel uncomfortable, yeah. We'll watch a fan service one for you.
And I'll just so the whole time I'll be like, I would have called the cops here, here, here.
He'll just be taking notes.
And by that he means on himself. He's like, this is a moment where I need to report myself. But she bounced onto the screen, and I was like, I need to call the cops.
He's like, FBI, come take me away. But no, I'm not necessarily even talking about the sand, because the sand, it definitely was, because it was a lot more complicated animation. I'm talking about the background being more 3D.
I know what you
mean. Everything.
The sand, I didn't really even think was CGI at first.
I think there was some incorporation because of how difficult it was.
Oh, how hard is it to draw sand? It's little
probably
dots.
very fucking hard. There was a lot of it. Not to mention the fact that some of it was also I don't know if you noticed.
Have
but
you
some
seen
of it
the
is
third
red
Spider-Man?
Because it's actually blood.
Hand drew that whole thing.
The whole movie.
Sandman was completely. It was drawn. That wasn't 100%, CGI at all.
100%. But no, the reason why they incorporated the background as 3D was once again to show more energy in the fight. It was to keep it more
was
active.
The whole background 3D.
For when things were moving and shifting, you can totally tell that there was a difference.
Yeah, when there was like the rotating shots.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with my brain?
I think so. Maybe. I think I'm slowly starting to figure that out. But no, so I mean that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to show this. This had a lot of storyline.
How do they make it 3D? Is it just like they draw the picture and then they put another picture in the back?
It just doesn't have
layers, Kyle.
Yeah, you can do glass paintings. I like glass paintings.
It's layers.
Yeah.
Glass paintings are awesome.
Okay.
Or the acrylic ones where they layer them. You ever see those?
Yeah, they do it with glass too.
It's cool. Very similar to that. If you have a 2D image and you can vector everything that when it spins, it keeps that same kind of feel and everything is the same perspective.
You can just draw that.
You can, but it takes a lot more time.
Time is money.
They don't have that over there.
I am now starting to believe that you guys are bad people because you're supporting this industry where you literally make excuses for the corporations to abuse their employees.
No, I actually demand that they treat their employees.
You're like
better.
They have no time to get their work done.
I don't need a new season every 3 months.
Yeah.
I can perfectly go with more time in between for them to, you know, have better conditions.
You don't need
four.
Yeah, I like video games too. I don't want crunch.
500,000
we're just
episodes
saying,
of Naruto.
No, I don't.
The frame reusage is to save money.
Yeah,
and that's the reason.
I was lost in the confusion because you're just like, no, it takes time and money, and I'm like, then pay them more money.
They don't want to do that. We would love that. Yeah,
they just won't do it.
Yeah. We ask them quite frequently. We're like, hey, can you stop killing your animators? And they go, we'll take it under consideration.
Yeah, I thought you guys were on the opposite side of this fight. And I was like, why are you guys? I was so confused. But no. I do that a lot. This is a real life, not today, tomorrow situation. Now you need to stop getting so offended because literally I was not offensive.
I wasn't saying anything just now.
Did you yell at me for a minute?
I literally didn't.
You did too.
Kyle, you're projecting
on me. It doesn't feel good.
The
not today, tomorrow thing is a joke because me and Jared can't text each other without getting into a fight.
I know. I was just referencing it.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know if that was ever explained to you.
But yeah. So, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, they're trying to come up with new ways. I mean, newer shows now are coming out that are almost completely 3D, where like the new Trigun Stampede is a completely 3D thing. I mean, but it's a different type of work.
I don't like it. I think it looks so bad.
I don't know.
I agree.
3D anime looks so bad.
I haven't checked it out yet.
I didn't either. I'm just not excited.
It looks bad in Fortnite.
Trigun is one of my favorite animes of all time.
It, absolutely. When they add like all the all of the anime skins in Fortnite look fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Honestly, they just don't like... Okay, a full cel-shaded game can be cool. Like, mm-hmm. That's fine. I don't know. I can't do a full cel-shaded anime. I don't know. Maybe I could. Maybe I haven't seen the right one yet.
Well, you know, one of these days we'll check out at least the first episode of Vash the Stampede. Well, or the new Trigun Stampede. Just to see. We'll watch the first episode, regular first episode.
Like, the first episode of Vash the Stampede is not 3D.
We'll do the first episode of Trigun and then the first episode of Trigun Stampede.
Cool.
And compare, because they should be the same. I'll watch it beforehand and see where they kind of start matching up.
Did they just remake the whole thing but different?
Dude, yeah, freaking Trigun came out in like 1992.
Wait, is Stampede a reimagining
it's
a of
re-imagining
it?
It's a reimagining.
I thought it was a sequel.
With extra emphasis on his relationship with Knives.
Oh, I'm more willing to give this
and
a shot.
And for the dub, they brought back Johnny Young Bosch.
Cool.
So Vash is still.
So I'm going to get. Listen, as soon as I just realized I can see Wolfwood again and I can cry all over again.
I just found out that, yes, they finally announced who the voice person was and everything like that. And it was his character design looks amazing. Like, they're definitely updated.
Literally,
the whole thing, but it's so good.
Without like having looked into it more, I thought it was a sequel, like the next.
So
Stampede.
You knew that like Wolfwood wasn't going to be in it because, you know, sadness. Yeah. Kyle doesn't get it, but you know.
I have no idea what's going on right here.
The thing with the anime is because you can get really, really attached to characters, mm-hmm. and anime is not afraid to be like, those characters are gone now.
Yep. They will Game of Thrones you so hard.
Super hard, depending on the anime. I mean, we watch Attack on Titan.
I couldn't get past the first season of that show.
And then for the first, it's a
giant
lot.
Giant head monsters.
It's
is
just,
weird.
I don't know. Like, don't crucify me, internet, but I just think it's bad. I don't know. It's like my sister's favorite show.
Did they really add those to Dead by Daylight?
Yeah, the skins, yeah. There's some...
So weird.
There's a couple Survivor skins. I bought the one for Meg Thomas. There's an Oni and Spirit got Titan skins. Maybe Trapper did, too. I can't really remember.
That
doesn't really make it, because they don't get bigger.
They don't get bigger, but they look like massive. Titans, though.
Was it the big head one?
Did no.
You know the one with the big head and the weird like proportions?
No, they're all proportioned, right. But there's one that's like a big smashy Bam Bam guy.
It looks like the Armored Titan, probably.
One that has like spikes sticking out of him.
I don't know what the fuck that one is.
Shards.
Yeah.
And then another one that's like a chick.
That's female Titan then.
Yeah.
It's super easy to guess which characters those all went on.
I mean, not for me. I don't play the game.
The Oni, the Trapper, and the Spirit.
Yeah.
There we go. Now we know.
Well, when I said Bam Bam...
And then spikes coming out of them.
Yeah, there you go. You guys know at least. But, okay. So that was the middle of it. Which did you prefer, Kyle? Like, I'm pretty sure Matt... No, I don't know which one you'd prefer, because you've seen both of them before, and you liked both of them. Which one did you prefer?
I like the Yu Yu Hakusho one.
Okay, which one did you prefer out of those first two?
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
The first one.
The first one? So,
because there was cat girls.
No, because there's monsters.
That's what I was assuming. I was assuming he would like the aesthetic more.
And that guy with the weird Gumby mouth, because that's so unnecessary.
That's an old anime thing.
He's like, it's in so many things.
Old anime thing, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to show you guys Scissor 7. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
That sounds like...
Whoa, this is a family show.
It's a comedy shonen where the main character is like an ex-assassin, like really, really high level, one of the best assassins that has ever lived. But now he's just kind of a hairdresser. And
okay, I'm interested.
And
again.
his sidekick is a talking chicken that's just trying to help him make money.
So he's kind of like Zohan,
kind of.
He's like,
yeah,
elite now, a hairdresser,
straight up like Zohan. Except
does he beat
for he
people
has,
with flip flops.
He has telekinetic scissors.
Okay,
it's great. It's legitimately a really, really good show. And as it keeps going,
say what
it gets
it's called again?
Scissor 7
okay.
on Netflix.
Okay.
It has more and more shonen vibes as it gets going, but at first it's just hilarious. And I forget who the heck the name of the guy who does the voice is. You didn't see Shang-Chi, so that's not going to help. Mm-hmm. He's on The Daily Show a lot. He's the one... Oh, man. He was just in a video.
He's a guy. He's in things.
He's not the tall white guy with the tall hair, is he?
No. He's
voices.
I don't know.
I was going to say, because that's Jordan Klepper is the only one whose name I know.
I have to see here. I'm going to go Shang-Chi real quick just to find out the name of this person. Because I know exactly
who it is. Edited some waiting music real quick.
Need to find him.
You can just cut this. You don't need dialogue through it.
That's what I was doing too. I was going to say throw some Jeopardy in there.
Ronnie Chang.
Oh, okay. I actually do know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Show him the picture.
That guy. He does the voice for the main character.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's he's very, very funny. But yeah, it's a fun comedy shonen kind of thing. But let's switch gears. So far they're both liking Yu Yu Hakusho with a dark tournament.
I said I liked it. I just said it was better.
Okay. That means that you liked it more. If you hate something and dislike something, guess what? The thing that you dislike, you like more than the thing you hated.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's a lesson for today on how feelings work. But last but not least, we moved on to the newer generation of anime. We moved on to the new big three, and we covered the UA Sports Festival from My Hero Academia, second season, and it is the Midoriya versus Shoto fight in particular, which honestly, until I'm going to say like the fourth or fifth season, I forget exactly when the All for One fight happens, that the animation in that particular episode is not beat for another two more seasons. Like, there's things that come close, but when it comes to art style, direction, the actual fight, the storytelling during every single thing, that episode is not beat for a while.
So you're saying that episode, everything after that, it's trash?
No, I did not say that.
You said it's not good. Or as
no,
good.
Did not say that. I just said good. that was the epitome. If you get a blowjob one day, and then every day after that, you get a nice hug and a kiss, were all those days where you got a hug and a kiss bad?
No. This is an anime show.
For Kyle specifically, that was a very good example.
Exactly. The hug and a kiss isn't bad. But it's not a BJ.
That's funny.
I don't like being hugged.
Did you ever watch Fena Pirate Princess?
No, never saw that.
I only watched the beginning couple, but I know the English voice actor from Akaba.
Okay.
He's a buddy of mine.
Really?
Yeah. He's your buddy? You talk to him? Text him.
Yeah, I mean, I could show
text
you.
Text him right now.
Here, look. Hold on, I'll show you the last.
She's going to fucking do it right this second.
They're like, do you do anime? He's just going to say, yeah. If you text me and ask me if I did anime,
I'll
say, yeah.
Look, I was just DMing him at the end of February.
Well, then tell him to come on the show. We'll interview him.
I mean, maybe we could. Well, he's in the West Coast.
We have the ability
to do that. We could easily do a thing and record it. Not a problem at all.
We could do the thing.
Well, let me see.
We'll take an airplane. Airplanes exist. Are you afraid of airplanes?
He does a show called The Iceberg.
Okay, cool.
But he doesn't have a lot of time to do it. He's not on a schedule. You know what I mean? It just comes out.
All right.
That's sort of what we do.
We'll try to figure out a time. We'll figure out a time where we can get him on the show, and we'll have a real voice actor on here. It'll be great.
I'm a real voice actor.
I'll ask him about it. See what kind of remote stuff he can do.
Awesome. I love this idea. We're going to have guests now. That's what we're going to become.
We got offered comic book guests from those other people that we have. It's just it hasn't turned into anything yet. I liked Paranoia Agent. I'm just going to start listing
anime. That's a great anime.
Is amazing.
It's a great anime. I recommend it all the time to people who say they don't like anime.
Amanda won't watch it with me because she doesn't like scary stuff.
I mean, it is.
It's not scary. It's a thriller. It's suspenseful. It's
psychological. For her,
it's scary. She likes the ones where there's a whole bunch of little boy guys and they like go places and put makeup on and then they like just.
She likes around social
those,
club.
Those, yeah. Those weird ones.
Yeah. Well,
freaking weird.
Okay, so for anybody who doesn't really know or needs a refresher as to what episode we're watching, so for this particular tournament arc, it is, you know, in a world where 80% of the population has superpowers.
Did you watch all of these?
Yeah.
Like all the way through?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Including Naruto?
I'm halfway through Shippuden.
That's like, you've got like 12 years left then.
No, I made it through most of it in 3 months.
You need to not just watch movies for 24 straight hours.
Hey man, no one ever told me that that's not healthy.
It's very not healthy.
Well, you're the first person to ever say that. Ever.
I doubt that.
So, once again, 80% of the population has superpowers. Being a superhero is now considered kind of like being a celebrity. And there is actually high schools that you can do it, and UA is the best.
Wait, 80% of them have superpowers.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be boring then? And the people without superpowers should be the celebrities.
Okay, cool. Do you remember the Family Guy episode where everyone got superpowers?
No.
Okay, well, let me break it down for you real quick.
Yes, Meg could grow her nails.
Yeah, that's the extent of some people's superpowers.
Yeah.
That's still a superpower.
Yeah, or like the guy from Misfits, who's lactokinetic.
I watched The Woman King, and they stabbed people to death with their nails. It was cool as shit.
The main character in this, Midoriya, his mom, do you know what her power is? She can make small objects, such as a water bottle, float small distances to her hand.
That sounds like mage hand.
She got the force.
She's got mage hand.
Yeah, but only from like this far away. Like if she extends her hand, she can make, basically it's really, really helpful when getting dressed in the morning. Other than that, can't do anything.
I would like that power. That's better than nothing.
Once again, yes, that's the whole thing.
You would drop your keys and you would grab them out of the air before they hit the ground.
You could still use it to mess with people. You'd just be like, oh, took your phone.
Due to the fact that they didn't see, I'm going to go a little bit further into what My Hero Academia is like. A big part of this show, the main character was born without a quirk, which is what they call their superpowers. He was born quirkless. He was given...
So he's not very quirky.
No. Not at all. He's actually quite annoying in the first season. But he was given the power of the number one hero. Because the number one hero has a power that has the ability to be transferred. It is an amalgamation of two different quirks. One that stockpiles power, and one that makes it transferable.
So he steals and transfers power.
No, that's what the bad guy can do.
Okay.
What his power can do.
That's just heroes.
Yes, very similar. What his power can do is the first person that had it had the ability to pass it on. He was the brother of the bad guy who had the power to steal.
Did he lose it when he passes it?
Yes, you lose it when you pass it. But the bad guy of the thing is called All for One, and he has the power to steal quirks, and he can give them to other people or he can keep them for himself. So he gave his little brother, because his little brother was very frail, and it seemed like he didn't have a quirk, a stockpiling quirk, which just stockpiles the maximum amount of strength and power and everything like that that the previous user had. So it made his brother as strong as the last guy who was using it. And then his brother got stronger and trained, and then as strong as he was, that was his maximum. But his brother had a hidden quirk, which allowed him to pass his quirk on, and it mixed with the stockpiling one. So the next person
How did the first person give him his ability?
His brother, All for One, stole it from the first guy and gave it to his brother.
How?
His power.
Oh.
His power is to steal power.
Oh.
And then give it out as he feels, or keep it for
like
himself.
Like Robin Hood?
Yeah. He's
a bad guy from Heroes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing after season one exists.
He doesn't have to eat their brain, though. He could just touch them and steal their power.
I don't think he actually needed to do that. He did that because it was fun.
Oh, because he just wanted to.
The good guy in Heroes could just have powers.
He was empathic for that. He can empathetically.
They ruined him after that.
Yeah,
he was like super powered.
Where he can only do one at a time, and he can keep switching. Yeah,
he
that
was
one
OP
sucked
in the first season.
But yeah, so his brother hate. So the younger brother hated his older brother and made it his life's goal to stop his older brother. Okay. So he kept passing on his power to people in hopes that they would get stronger, and, you know, build up enough power to try to stop his older brother, and they would then fail and pass it on to somebody so that they would get stronger.
Okay, so they don't, like, what if someone died with the power? They just lose it?
It's gone. Yeah, that's the whole like, you have to be fucking careful how you do things. If you die with the power, the power is gone.
Can someone give it back to you?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you're like making all these people train so you can then get the result.
That's explored. Oh, no. Every previous user's dead.
Oh.
How'd they pass on their power then?
They usually, because what happens is.
I would give it to Kyle and then make him work out for a week and then make him give it back to me. And then I'd work out for a week and then give it back to Kyle and he would work out for a week.
Just way less working out.
And then I'm like, I'm so strong.
Do it in a circle.
On your off week, you're like, someone open this jar for me.
You gotta do it. Well, the whole thing is it doesn't.
I'd give it back to Matt one time. Like, why is my left arm so much stronger than my right arm?
It doesn't go away immediately.
Okay.
Like, you have, they refer to it as the embers of power. Like it is the power is like a humongous bonfire inside of you when you have it. When you give it away, that fire is slowly burning away, so you still have like a little bit of it.
Gotcha.
Which is normally what ends up happening. When they realize that they're not strong enough to beat All for One, they'll pass it on to somebody and then they'll just fight him to the death.
Oh,
and
shit.
Go, maybe I'll fucking win. But if I don't, at least I gave it to my student. And they'll keep training and then they'll do the same thing. So yeah, I mean, but a lot of this show is built around that no matter how shitty you think your power is, if you try hard enough and if you're willing to put the work in and be creative enough, you can possibly be strong. There's a character in it where I'm going to say his quirk. You're going to think that it's amazing and you're going to be like, how the fuck can you think that he would suck? His power is intangibility.
Okay.
So he can pass through and things can pass through him.
So he grabs your organs. That's what I would do with it.
Well, here's the thing. Well, one, heroes don't kill.
Big thing. That's true. All right. So then I would just grab your lunch so you're hungry.
No, there you go. No. You can still grab their organs and not kill them. You grab it like, I'm just slowing your heart.
I mean, you could. But here's the thing.
Go to sleep, baby boy.
Most quirks, as you saw in this episode, have a downside. Mm-hmm. Like Midoriya's his body.
Can't eat food?
No.
His arm now
when
lives inside
he's intangible.
That
he's intangible.
Oh, he can't like see or hear.
He can't
smell.
See. He can't hear. He can't smell. He can't breathe. He has to hold his breath as he passes through because everything is passing through him. So he had to train to always be one in control because when he's not in control, he can just fall through the ground.
Yeah.
And just keep falling.
Yeah, Kitty Pryde had that problem. She kept falling out of her bed.
Exactly. So it's the same basic thing. He can fall through the ground, and he worries that if he tries to keep practice, you know, his dad worried that if he kept trying to practice it, what would end up happening is he would fall through the ground and just get stuck and die. So his dad always wanted him to not do
fall
it, but he wanted
earth.
To be exactly. But he wanted to be a hero, so he was willing to put the work in,
mm-hmm.
and he trained nonstop to be able to overcome the drawbacks of his quirk, to be able to activate it and turn it off really quickly, to be able to do all of that.
You know what that sounds like? The nurse from Dead by Daylight.
Because you can teleport?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, sure. To tie it back to something that you understand. But yeah, so that's the whole thing. Like, there, you know, being able to overcome, like, one of the guys where he said, oh, he used it on Tape Boy. The reason why he called him Tape Boy is because his power is tape. He has tape dispenser elbows that shoot tape out of him. And he Spider-Mans around off of the tape in his elbows.
Does he have a face or does it just make tape armor?
No, he has a face. It's just he shoots tape out of his elbows.
Wait, is that not the Band-Aid guy?
No, that is not the Band-Aid guy.
I want my power to be that I could paper cut you.
Imagine
if I could summon a swarm of paper cuts.
There's one of the best heroes.
Do you
the
know
number
Jared
three
would
hero,
never get out of bed if he was tape guy?
Probably never.
Jared just be like,
I'm obsessed
tape.
With tape. Like just feeling tape, like playing
like
with tape.
Adhesives?
He's a tapeophile.
Yeah. It's my weird kind
you
of obsession.
Are you like the kid who would tape his face up and his nose?
No,
and like,
no, I wouldn't do that.
He's the guy that'll get yelled at because he's wasting too much tape like, at our job.
Jared, are you chewing on a ball of tape right now?
No, I would gum it. I'd go with my lips.
Still knew he put it in his mouth.
And then I would take it and I'd play with it in my fingers until it got not sticky anymore. And then I would use more tape and it was never my tape.
It's never.
I'd use other people's
I still have a tape dispenser at my desk that I got out of the dumpster at WB Mason when they made me throw that whole desk out. And then I took a hammer to it and beat all the locked drawers open. And I found like all kinds of shit in there. I'm like, this is garbage now. Whatever comes out of these drawers when I hit it with a hammer is mine.
It's true. It is true if it was garbage. But yeah, no. So there's a bunch of characters that have like stupid seeming quirks. Like they don't seem very great. Like one guy can just disappear into things that are black specifically.
What?
Like he can disappear into it and he can move around, but only in things that are black. And the moment that the blackness is gone, then he gets ejected out of it.
That kind of makes sense. Like there's shadow teleporting and magic and stuff.
Yeah, but the shadows would need to be connected. Like he needs to just travel upon it.
Oh, okay.
The moment that he hits something that's not black anymore, he'd have to get out.
Okay, so he can't like jump across. In a shadow and come out in another shadow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but you know, he finds ways to make it work for him. I mean, that's a whole big thing. And that's this fight kind of encapsulated that, where you had two characters that had insanely powerful abilities. You have literally one of if the either the number one or number two strongest ability in One For All, which is what Midoriya has, and then half hot, half cold, is an insanely powerful ability. And you had both of these people actively experiencing their drawbacks of their quirk in the midst of this fight, one person pushing themselves to the end and trying to get the other person to do the same. And I think what this episode did better than almost any other one is driving forward the story behind it, because this episode definitely did have a lot of emotion because of the deep-seated trauma and abuse that happened to Shoto growing up, you know, from his father, from, you know, well, to clarify, because you found out that, you know, his mom scarred him because she couldn't look at him anymore. It's because she was forced to marry his father. It was a arranged marriage to try to make the perfect quirk.
Okay, that's so they were like, he was a science project.
Exactly. So he never really loved his mother. He treated her as a, I'm going to keep using you until you give me what you want. The kids that they had that didn't have the power that Shoto did, didn't give a shit about him. He was like, you just fucking go do whatever. I don't care about you. I thought
you were about to say he melted them.
No, he didn't melt them.
He melted them into smoothies.
No, but he...
For protein, ma. Yeah,
he didn't... I mean, they stopped having kids after Shoto was born. Shoto's the youngest. They
didn't need another one.
Because they didn't need any more. And also because his wife went insane from how she was treated. But she was also abused by him every time she tried to stand up for her children. Yeah. Especially for Shoto, because he treated him like a prized dog. It was just, he was like, every single thing about your life is going to be beating the number one hero. He's like, I can't do it, so you're going to do it. And he would train him into the ground. He would physically assault him. He would do all these things as early as, like, you know, like 4 or 5 years
Falcon
old.
Falcon punch him.
Exactly. So this is like the trauma that he's coming from, and his whole refusal to utilize his father's fire quirk, and Midoriya trying to get him to embrace who he is and not
associated. I know associated why he was really doing that. He wasn't actually trying to get that guy to bring out the best in him. He was like, if he boils his water half, he's going to die.
But no, the reason why Shoto's quirk is perfect is because he's not impervious to fire and he's not impervious to cold. He's resistant to both, and utilizing one back and forth, he can perpetually keep using his quirk, really.
Yeah,
because the moment he gets too cold, he can get hot. The reason why it's perfect is because he's 50-50. His other siblings, some of them can control fire, but have the constitution for an ice quirk. And some of them can,
so they like overheat too fast,
immediately overheat.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's the whole thing. They kept trying to have kids, he kept trying to have kids until he had that perfect mixture. So like the fight is really secondary to the story, and on top of that, this episode has some of the best animation, just period, for quite a while. When it comes to animation and anime, don't shake your head no. You literally don't watch anime, so you don't know comparatively.
You were saying best animation.
I said best animation in anime. There's literally more to my sentence. You can't shake your head before I'm done speaking.
I can. I did.
Yeah, and you were wrong.
Vampire Hunter D was better.
How much of Vampire Hunter D have you seen?
I don't know. I don't remember. I watched it in the early 90s.
Exactly.
That came out in like 80-something.
Early 90s?
Or like, no, that came out in 70s. We looked it up one time. It was way older than we thought it was.
Are you talking about Vampire Hunter D, or are you talking about Initial D?
No, I'm talking about Vampire Hunter D. Initial D was definitely the 80s.
Well, yeah, because the cars were from the 80s. And
1985.
What, Initial D or Vampire Hunter D?
Vampire Hunter D.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was I thought it was... 95. I didn't know it was 85.
No, we looked it up one time, because it was definitely older than we thought it was.
Yeah, a lot of anime that we think is 90s is actually 80s.
Hmm.
Like your things like Escaflowne and like the original Gundam and stuff like that. They're,
oh god, I forgot Yu-Gi-Oh's
from the 50s.
Oh, Escaflowne was great.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh's from the fucking roaring 20s.
Yu-Gi-Oh was actually colorized. It was originally black and white.
It was made so that they can live the lives of not being constantly in the Great Depression.
It's because Vampire Hunter D Bloodlust was 2000, which would be why We probably I did watch both of them in the same weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it. But no, so I mean this episode encapsulated a lot of different things that set it apart from the other two. I think it like epitomized some of the stuff that the other ones were trying to do, which was tell the story of the reason why I picked these three in particular is because even though Midoriya is in the third fight and he is the main character, these fights aren't about the main character. None of them are really about the main character. They're all about a supporting character. Mm-hmm. And it shows the evolution of the supporting character gets 15 minutes to fight to the supporting character is actually the highlight of what it is. And they're not just there to support. They can actually be their own characters and they can stand upon it. And they can do really, really cool shit that deserves to be highlighted in its own aspect.
The first one that's a supporting character was the whole episode.
Yeah.
So what you talk about?
It wasn't, because I don't know if you noticed, but the fight ended.
Yeah.
And then it was a drunk guy coming onto the stage.
Yeah, he just complained for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing happened, though.
And then he immediately challenged the main character then to the fight. The main character challenged
anybody.
Yeah, and the main character is the one that answered it.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
It stopped.
The fight didn't happen.
It stopped being about that particular side character once the fight was done.
That's how things work. Like, you have a character, and they're doing something, and then they'll be like, how do you... And then that's their person.
Yeah. And you know what? In the first one, that character had, from the beginning of the episode to a quarter of the way through the episode, not even the halfway point, because the fight ended, then some stuff happened, and then you went, what the hell is that? That's weird, with the little break that happens in the middle of the episode.
It felt like it was more of the episode.
It wasn't. That's the whole point. The what the episode is named after happened within the first 10 minutes of the episode. Honestly, it happened within the first 7 minutes of the episode, because they talked for a little bit.
It was like 3 hours long.
No. It was 23 minutes long.
Definitely not.
It's 2 hours and a half long.
It was 23 minutes long.
Oh, so long.
You have no idea how time works.
I understand time perfectly. That's why I'm never late.
Time is a flat circle.
Kyle is basically a wizard. He's like, a wizard is never late.
No, they're not, though. Wizards are never late.
They arrive exactly when they intend to.
I have a beard and long hair.
Yeah, you're basically a wizard.
I'm basically a wizard.
You're Kyle the Purple.
I'm like a short, whoever that tall wizard was from Harry Potter.
Hagrid?
Yeah, sure. I don't know the characters in that show either.
It's not a show. It's a movie.
I never read the books.
It's also a movie. You don't got to read the books. It's a lot of things. It's also a video game now. But Hagrid's not in it because that's like hundreds of years in the past now.
He's like a billion years old. Isn't that how wizards work?
Nah, he's like 13. He grows super fast. He's got that Jack syndrome. You know, the movie Jack?
No. Anyway, so back to what you were saying about how this was a fight about emotional damage.
I mean, yeah. Emotional damage.
I also didn't like this one. Is my least favorite one.
Okay. Back it up.
Well, because it was like just the same attack repeatedly over and over. Mm-hmm. And also, just go punch him in the face.
He did. Stop punch him in the face.
Yeah, but he was just waiting. He was like, I'll wait for him to attack.
He also headbutted him.
Then I'm going to flick. That was the end.
Also,
when he didn't have any more arms to use.
You also have to think about it. Like, this is in anime, it's kind of like Dungeons and Dragons, where a round, no matter how long it takes, was actually just 6 seconds.
You know that.
I know you do. But Matt, you can corroborate this. Dungeons and Dragons, no matter how long a round takes for you to figure out what's going on.
6 seconds.
6 seconds. So that whole time of him shooting the ice and it coming at him and him having to flick, for us, that was a minute of real time.
Hours.
For him, that was split seconds. It was actually moving very, very quickly in the, you know, in the eyes of the characters.
So he was able to have an entire internal monologue in 6 seconds.
Yeah, man.
And the other guy was able to have an entire flashback about his childhood.
Before you die, they say you see your whole life.
He was winning. Because the other guy was hurting himself.
Time is relative.
No, it's not.
You can't say time's not relative.
You're not.
So the whole theory of relativity is about. Whatever. Did you say Ann Tesla?
Andrew Tesla? You know, Andrew Tesla? He invented the light bulb and elephants.
Matt looked like he was about to have a stroke.
He invented welding and steel.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is time is relative. So for us, once again, episode took a very, very long time.
Time for is them, very much not relative, and it's very much a functioning thing that just keeps going. It's solid.
Relative.
It's not relative.
It is relative.
No, the Earth rotates no matter what around the sun, which dictates our time.
And if you move faster, or if you're watching a show, running. Then it actually moves at a different speed.
Into the future.
Are you trying to get us canceled?
I thought that time was a piece of wax falling on a termite.
Time is wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
You know, choking on the splinters.
Yeah. No, time is more like a metal pole that ends eventually, and there's a man behind you poking you with a spike in the back until you fall off the edge. Because you're dead.
That's just called life, not time.
No, that's time. Time does the same thing.
Nope, that's just called life.
No, it's life.
It's time.
Yeah, no.
Time kills everything in the end.
Okay, you apparently like the old stuff. Matt, which one did now, due to the fact that you've seen the other two and you've never seen the first one, what did you think? Kyle loved the first one. It was his favorite thing ever.
No, I'm still not sold on this whole
anime. Yu Yu Hakusho is the greatest tournament anime of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The new one was all right. I'm not going to lie. You did ask me if I was asleep at one point. I just had my eyes closed and I was just listening.
So that sells you right there. Okay. What he thinks about it.
So, I mean, it looked the best, but maybe I wasn't invested because it was the only one I hadn't seen before.
Could be it.
I think Rock Lee is cool, but I still think
the classic.
Hiei is the man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's perfectly fine. I mean,
his name is Hiei, and you can just be like, Hiei!
Yeah, that's totally his personality, actually. It's how he introduces himself.
The Darkest Flame.
If anybody hasn't seen that episode in a while, go back and see it where he puts the inflection on.
That's a psychological move because he's sitting there and they're like, oh shit, he's going to say something wild. And they're like, wait, what did he just say at the end there? Fuck, I didn't catch it.
And then they get turned into ash.
Yeah. They're sitting there. Distraction. They're sitting there trying to be like, what did he just rush at the end? I thought this was going to be big.
Well, it's because you need to throw off timing. It's kind of like Goku with the whole
You told me that Snake could waste an entire episode of him doing that.
Well, there's that, but also like that's timing. Like you're just like he does it at the exact. He's like ka me ha me ha. It's spaced out evenly, so you're like I can dodge this maybe if I time it correctly. But if you're hearing dragon of, you're like, oh, okay, what's gonna happen in the next one? And you hear the darkness flame, you're like, shit, I missed it.
What did he say? Someone tell me what he said.
Be like, was there more to his special attack? Or did I just fuck up and mess my timing up? Because he didn't have time to dodge it. Because he thought it was going to be the darkness flame. But it wasn't. It was the darkness flame.
Yeah, that guy could have just been like, darkness, tickle kisses. And then ran up on him and start kissing him on the neck.
It's true. He didn't know what to expect.
I mean, then he really would have been confused. Like, wait, really? Would he just was? Why?
It's funny you said that. I was just saying the other day that the first rule of Fight Club is don't accidentally kiss.
It's true though. That's why the second rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club.
And that's why the UFC failed because UFC fighters kiss each other way too often.
It does happen a decent amount, especially during
when they go to touch gloves. Sometimes one of them will kiss the other one.
Yeah. Like during that weigh-in when they're trying to act tough and somebody just goes
a little smooch. What's more intimidating than a little smooch?
It is true. My personal favorite is the guy who does like cute poses with all of his opponents.
Dresses up like a Power Ranger and shit.
No, the one that like they link arms and they drink each other's drinks. And, like, he plays rock paper scissors with them and like he like kisses them on the nose. I don't know if that one happened, but you know it might have.
He just does cute things.
fucking makes them sandwiches and feeds it to them and stuff.
That would be hilarious if at your weigh-in, you shows up and he's like, here's a sandwich. Don't miss weight.
He's a skinny bitch.
I want you to plump up when we fight.
Want to make sure you have enough energy to get your calories up.
Eating okay? I know you just went through a giant, terrible starving process.
I waited till you got off the scale.
Here's some cake. I baked it just for you.
I know your blood sugar's probably low right now. Come on, let's get that up.
That would be hilarious.
That would be great. And that's what we need in the next episode.
That needs to be like, it needs to be like a guy who's like that, and then they have to fight like Conor McGregor's too serious. It's just, you go back to your kick, and then Conor McGregor's gonna get twice as mad at him.
Oh, he'll smash it out of his hand. He'll be like, "Fuck you,
fuck cake,
fuck cake, fuck you." Yeah. So that's probably where we're gonna end it. Next week we're not gonna be talking about anime, so Kyle will be happy.
Yes, we are. I picked an anime for us to talk about.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, he didn't.
Ghostbusters, the animated series.
That is a great one, but I don't know where to find that one. Would have to look for it.
Maybe Ultimate Probably. Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ultimate Ghostbusters.
I was kidding. I didn't watch those cartoons. I had the toys.
Ultimate Ghostbusters was sick.
Yeah, it was. There's a guy in a wheelchair.
No way.
Yeah.
Just like the Burger King stuff?
Just like the Burger King stuff.
Wheelchair guy. Where his name was Wheels. From?
His name was Wheels. Yes, he's from the Burger King Big Kids Club.
I remember that. I remember
Well, first
that.
It was the Kids Club, then it was the Big Kids Club.
Because they got big. Because
they got the Big Kids meals.
Yeah. Because no, they got rid of chicken tenders and they had stupid chicken nuggets.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was the worst change ever. But yeah, so until the next time, everybody, have a good one and embrace your fandom. Peace.